Welcome back to First Focus, a podcast of First Presbyterian Church of Columbia, where we seek to update our congregation with news and events. This week, I have with me our youth summer interns, as well as a few familiar faces that you might know, Matt McFarley, Beth Ann Hurst, and Billy Pierce. Also, we have our new summer youth interns. Matt, if you don't mind to head up the time, could you introduce each one separately?
Yes. They all came as one unit, so I'm not going to give a whole bunch of facts about each one.
Right.
I'm going to just give them their names, and I'll let them speak for themselves a little bit. But here, from my right to left, we have Alex Bricky, Katie McCurley, and Liz Daly.
Liz, if you don't mind, could you tell me just a little bit about yourself, why you're interested in the Summer Youth Internship Program? So maybe where you're from and why you're interested in the program.
Yeah, so I am born and raised here in Columbia, South Carolina, and I'm a psychology major at Covenant College in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Nice.
And I have just had a heart for ministry for a long time, a heart for young girls especially, and so have always kind of wondered whether I was interested in something like counseling or youth ministry, and so this internship is going to be a wonderful opportunity for me to look at whether youth ministry is a good fit for me vocationally or just as something that might be a part of my life more in a volunteer aspect, but I'm really looking forward to what's to come.
Absolutely. So, Katie, if you don't mind, I'll pose the same question to you. What brought you to interest in the internship program? And tell us maybe a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm Katie. I am from outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm a rising senior studying nursing at the University of South Carolina. I actually spent this past semester on an adolescent floor and really fell in love with working with that population. And so I thought for my last summer I'd like to do something outside of the hospital. And I talked to the youth staff, and it turns out that the youth internship was a really good fit that would allow me to kind of learn how to have those gospel conversations with students who are that age, and that's something I could kind of carry into my career with me, or if I'm volunteering in the church with that age group after. And it's just been really wonderful. I'm really excited because I've only really seen the college side of ministry, so I think it's going to be wonderful to get to meet a lot of the students and a lot of the families in the church. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, we're excited to have you. And Alex, if you don't mind, I'll ask you the same question, a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in the program.
Yeah, my name is Alex Bricky. I grew up in Colombia. I moved back from Madrid, Spain a year ago. I'm a humanities and Bible major at Columbia International University. I'm a rising junior there. And one of the reasons I wanted to come back or come to the youth internship is because of the impact that this youth group has had on my upbringing. It has really shaped and molded me into who I am today, and I would really like to help further that in other people.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys for being willing to speak a little bit about yourselves and what God's doing in your lives. I encourage that if anyone who's listening would like to get to know you all better, reach out to Matt or Billy or Beth Ann and come alongside you guys and help to build you up and take you under their wing. So, Matt, some of the folks who are listening might not even be aware that we have a summer youth internship program. I was thinking that you might be able to tell us what the purpose of it is, why it exists, and what our youth interns look forward to doing this summer.
Well, one day, Beth Ann, Billy, and I were all just pretty tired, and we really needed some caffeine, and then we looked into our closet full of youth supplies, and it was really messy, and we thought, you know, it would really help if we had this internship for these guys to get us coffee and clean our closets.
That's perfect.
And that would be perfect.
That's a great
I'm kidding. That's the exact opposite of what our internship's designed for. This internship has been around for quite a long time. Do you guys know how long they've had interns in the youth ministry in the summer?
It's been since probably like the 90s.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Many of the best things in the world came to be in the 90s,
and
this is one of them.
Yeah.
SpongeBob SquarePants is another one of them. 99 barely breaks the cut.
R.I.P.
But no, the purpose of this internship is, you know, Jesus said the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few, so pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers into his harvest. And our interns are here because we, as well as others, have been praying for them, and now they are here. And really, their job is to be on the front lines in the harvest of youth ministry. So the goal is not only for them to serve, but for them to have a continued vision of how the Lord might continue to use them down the road. There are many interns who continue to work in youth ministry specifically, or ministry generally, vocationally. But then there are others, even if they get other vocations, even if they never work in youth again, they have a picture of what God's doing in his kingdom, and they have a better understanding of their own gifts. So that's really our goal for the internship.
That's a wonderful synopsis. Sounds exciting, that we can be excited and in prayer for them throughout this summer, that God will do those things in their lives. And Billy, I don't know if you've kind of identified with any of those things that Matt was saying, but I know that you participated in the summer youth internship program. From your experience in the time in the program, what's one thing you hope this summer to pass along to these guys?
The summer internship program was a huge impetus for me to want to go into vocational ministry. It's what the Lord used to bring me here, still working at First Pres Youth Ministry today. You know, I think one of the biggest takeaways I had is just the beauty of the church. You know, when you work in the church, you get to see the good, the bad, the ugly. But you get to see all of how Christ sees his church.
Yeah.
Like, man, Christ loves this church. He loves his church despite the good, the bad, the ugly. Mm. And it's an unconditional love. And he died for his church. And that's just the picture you get when you work in youth ministry, and you get to know the kids and the families. And then you get to know the kids and the families. You get to know the older people. If you stick around for a long time, you get to see them, you know, start to wrestle with their faith. You get to see them join the church. You get to see them take their first communion. And so that's just the beauty of the church is what I took away from it. That's something I hope that our interns get to see as well.
Sure. Yeah. And Beth Ann, what is something, events or regular parts of the ministry, that you're excited for these guys to get to be a part of this summer?
I would say that, you know, we have a lot of things that go on in the summer. While some ministries in some ways slow down, the summers are our busiest time because we're doing camp. We're going to Bonk Clarkin twice with students, two weeks back to back, and then a mission trip, and we're helping out with VBS. And those are all great things. And we have our programs throughout the week that we're doing. But I think what I'm most excited about is really for me personally, and I've seen this through the years here, and I look forward for this for the interns, is that the bulk of your ministry is done day to day. When you start to learn how to ask the right questions of students, to delve deeper into their faith, and helping to cultivate what is already there planted in their hearts through the word, it's really done here. I mean, we can go and we can have the time at Von Clarkin, which sets a lot of things in motion just relationally, but being here, I think I'm more excited for them having their interaction with students and families in Columbia, because that's more realistic and lasting than mountaintop experiences and experiences in general. But like the getting around a table and breaking bread with students and spending time with them, I get more excited for that.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a certain lesson to be learned with faithful everyday ministry, not doing anything spectacular, but being faithful to be there. Right.
Yeah,
that's a joy that I think we're all probably still learning. Well, I thought it might be fun to ask you guys a question. So feel free to answer how you wish. But the question is, and I'll start with you, Alex, who's your favorite staff person?
I think Brad Anderson's a pretty safe bet. He doesn't go here anymore.
I'm just kidding. You guys don't have to answer the question.
Brad, your legacy lives on.
you don't have to answer the question. I was just joking. I don't have any specific questions for you. We're excited for you guys to be a part of the Summer Youth Internship Program. We hope that all the things that Matt spoke about the internship program and its intentions are true for you, that this summer, that it does serve as an impetus to realize what everyday faithful ministry looks like, and it helps to serve you well in the future. Well, guys, I would love to end the time in prayer together and encourage those that are listening to pray with us at the same time for you guys this summer. Father God, we thank you for these three young people who have expressed desire to come alongside our staff here and learn what it means to spread the message of the truth of the gospel to the young people in our church. I pray that you would go in front of them, before them, hold them with your hand, establish their steps, and make it clear that they may walk in those, and particularly that they would see that those steps have already been walked by Christ, and that they have you, Jesus, as their good shepherd, as their guide, to go before them as they learn what it looks like to be in faithful daily ministry. I pray that you would embolden us to come alongside them, that they may learn what it means to serve the body with our gifts in multiple ways, and what it looks like for the body itself to serve one another. God, I thank you for each one of these people, and we thank you most of all for your faithfulness to us. We thank you for Christ. We love you. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you guys so much for coming in, for doing this, and taking the time out of your day.
Thank you, Troy.
Thank you.
All right. And thanks to you for listening. Of course, our hope is that you will be built up as the body until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Thanks for joining us here on First Focus. If you'd like to stay connected with our show and be made aware of new episodes as they're released, download our app, FPC Cola, on the App Store or Google Play. We hope that you'll join us again next time. I'm Troy Cash, and until then, God bless.